Time for Morning Conversation, and Jill Kramer is here from Hancock County Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Beautiful day, a little sunshine. No, maybe not. Okay, it's a little cloudy out there.
We had a nice week, and now, well, we need some rain.
Yes, we just talked about that. We definitely need some rain, so I'm glad about that. But I have a guest today, and not only just a guest today, but actually a personal friend. I've got Deb Schupenitz here, and she's the president of God Pantry, and if anybody that knows Deb knows, she's just got the biggest heart. So this program is near and dear to her, and I'm excited to have her. So welcome, Deb.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Deb, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
So tell our listeners about God's Pantry.
God's Pantry provides food to those who are in need. If you need food, we're going to provide it for you.
Okay. What areas does it serve?
If you need food, we have no discrimination. If you need food, we're going to do our best to get you food.
Deb, where can we find you?
We are at 885 Maven Avenue at the Methodist Church. It's right behind the Hancock County Courthouse, so we're easy to find.
Mm-hmm. What are your hours?
On Monday, we operate God's Pantry from 9 to 11, and on Thursdays from 4 to 6. Unless holidays, then we are closed. Also, if the school is closed like a snow day, we're not going to be open as well, because we just don't want people to be out there.
Sure. Tell me about the mobile unit.
Our mobile pantry, it's the first Tuesday of the month from 4 to 6. All's welcome. You drive up, we load, and then you're on your way. We get our food from the Food Bank of North Iowa, and we also have some very generous donors, companies who give us, what we do is rescue food, Hy-Vee, like the day-old bread, things like that. They're still consumable, but they give it to us. That way we can spread it out. Also, Quick Star and Smithfield Foods have also been very generous in giving us food. Smithville has given us food at reduced cost. That way we can also provide it to those in need.
Deb, how many volunteers work with you?
With God's Pantry, it is the volunteers provided by each church. So each month a church will have, to provide volunteers. Like this month is United Presbyterian Church in Garner, which I'm a part of. It generally takes about 5 volunteers to have it run smoothly. We have operated with less, but that's a good number.
The sweet spot.
Yeah, it is. And the mobile pantry, that requires a few more volunteers, because what the food truck will come in from North Iowa Food Bank, they will deliver us like flats, because we serve a lot more people at the mobile pantry. We serve anywhere from 150 to maybe 175 people in those 2 hours. So we need more volunteers to get the truck unloaded, to get things kind of segregated, because we'll get fruit, we get potatoes, and then they'll get a box of things and some meat. So to get those 150 to 170 people through those 2 hours, we generally need maybe about 15 volunteers.
Okay.
For that.
So if somebody wants to help with that, Deb, how can they do that?
Our volunteer coordinator is Shirley Brown, and if you'd like his phone number, I can provide that as well.
Why don't you go ahead?
Please.
His phone number is 641-430-4716, and his name is Shirley Brown.
Okay. Deb, we know the holidays are coming up. Tell me about the Holiday Meal Project.
We have been doing this project maybe 15 plus years or so. It is provided the Monday right before Thanksgiving. And that day, we kind of, since we're closed Thanksgiving, we do it from 9 to 11, and 4 to 6. They come, and we provide them with enough food for a holiday meal.
How many families do you impact?
Anywhere from 150 to 200 people in a given month.
Okay. And why is this program important, especially at the holiday season?
Because especially with the rising cost of food, people are making hard choices. Seniors, do I buy my medication? Do I get food? Other people, do I fill up my car? Do I pay my heating? Do I pay my mortgage? I mean, not to be that extreme, but we take food for granted, and not everybody is able to buy food, or, they are in need. So this is our mission, to feed people.
And conversely, if somebody wants to contribute to the cause, how can they best do that?
We don't do fundraising. We get our money by, good people like yourselves who send us money. And we are a 501(c), so we are tax deductible. And you can send it to the United Methodist Church at that 885 Maven and just put in care of God's Pantry, and we will get the money. A lot of schools, a lot of businesses also will do fundraising. They'll get us the items we need, the soups. Right now we have a need for breakfast items. So it's really basically out of the generosity of good people's hearts and businesses. They'll do fundraising as well.
Cash donations, obviously.
Of course.
Because cash will go further, actually.
Cash is king.
Yeah. And you also have overhead costs, your insurances.
Yes.
And
yes, we do. And I mean, even though it's volunteer-based, we contribute to, we'll give money to the Methodist Church to help with some of those, the heating costs and things like that. Again, we look to the generosity of people to help supply us, because we still have to buy money, we still have to buy food, pardon me, from the Food Bank of North Iowa. We just get things at a reduced cost, but it's still, their costs are rising as well.
Well, thank you and your volunteers for what you do. It's much needed and appreciated.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for having us and for having Jill, and it's a good day.
Jill's a regular around here, so.
I love it. Well, Deb, thank you. And thank you for all your work that you've done on this. I know you've been president for the last 3 years, but you've been involved with this program for 8 or 9 years, which is really important. And just for overall just being a good person and knowing what's important in life. So thank you. And thank you, Mark. And I do want to make a shout out. I would be remiss if I didn't say, go Wes Hancock tonight, because we are excited for them. We really want them to win tonight. Yes, I am excited. So you guys all out there, just have a great night and enjoy, and we're hoping for a win for you.
All right. Deb, Jill, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Mark. Have a great weekend.
Deb Schubenitz is president of God's Pantry, and Jill Kramer is a Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director. I'm Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation.